الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله. We have finished with, as we all know, the month of Ramadan, the holy month. The month where every single one of us, alhamdulillah, with the mercy of Allah, with the tawfiq of Allah, our iman and our ibadat and our spirituality level were increased with the rahm and the mercy of Allah. That month we look forward to every single year. When the month of Ramadan comes, what do? We look forward to that month. We want that month to come. And when it comes, we do not want that to end. Why? It's because you've been given a seal in that month. We've been told that every single a'mal that you do is times doubled. And every single thing that we do is doubled. But similarly, just as how we look and we wait for the month of Ramadan as and we see it as a holy month. Similarly, over here, where Dhul-Hijjah is starting, and the month of Dhul-Hijjah, my brothers, also similarly to the same month as the month of Ramadan. The month where the Hujjaj, they go to perform the biggest act they could, and that is performing pilgrim and Hajj. The month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that wal fajr, he takes an oath here, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I swear down by the dawn. He takes an oath by the time, and then he says wal layli idha ashr, and on the nights. So he swears down on the nights, the 10 nights. In the hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has said and has been narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and this is in Tirmidhi, so it's a sahih. He has reported that he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there are no more days more beloved to Allah, to our Creator, than that He is worshipped in them, than the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are the most beloved days to Allah that He is worshipped. So what meaning can we take from this? Can we take that the month of Ramadan has no power, but rather the 10 days has power? In fact, the month of Ramadan is special in itself, but the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the first 10 days, are the 10 days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, in the same hadith, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that our Prophet ﷺ said that in every single one of these days and 10 days, if you fast one day, you get the reward of fasting for 1 year. And if you stay up for one night worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you get the same reward as you would get for the night of Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah. The night that we look forward to the most, the night of power. And we're given the opportunity to seek that again. For those who missed it, there's another opportunity to seek that night again in the following days to come, in Dhul-Hijjah. For those brothers who could not fast due to illnesses, or could not fast due to traveling, and they would love to get the rewards of the fast that they missed, then these are the times to get that reward and to bounce back in your a'mal. As I said in the hadith, it says if you fast one day of the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, it's as if you fasted for the whole year. You get the same reward as you do for fasting for the whole year, 365 days. Subhanallah. It's a seal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in front of us. And these are the things that we should be investing in, and not investing in the dunya and the sales of the dunya, where we look forward to the Black Friday and the Boxing Day. When we are looking for the Boxing Day and the Black Friday, what do? We prepare in advance. We prepare our money. We prepare our time. We look at online what things are on sale. But when it comes to our deen, a'mal, when it comes to our akhirah, and when we look at the investment in our akhirah, we lack in that. This is what shaitan has put in place for us, my brothers. The love of the dunya has increased for us. So the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the first 10 days, are the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm sure that it's not been decided yet, but the starting of Dhul-Hijjah will either take place on the 6th of June or the 7th of June. Please do not quote me on this, but these are roughly the dates that the Dhul-Hijjah will start on. The 6th of June or the 10th of June. Now, I mentioned that these are the most sacred days of the year. As you can see, these are the most beloved days. Now, what should we do in these days that we can please our Rabb, we can please our Creator? What should we do in these days? Where the ulama has stated, and the ulama has told us 9 things that we should do in these 10 days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. And inshallah, if we learn these 9 things and if we follow these simple 9 things in these 10 days, then inshallah you'll see the full benefits of the 10 days that is to come, inshallah. The first of those things, of the 9 things, is that we increase our dhikr, our remembrance of Allah. We increase in that, increasing our dhikr. It's a simple thing, but very, very, very effective in our lives. Increasing in our dhikr, meaning reading durood on our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam abundantly, saying the hamd of Allah, saying alhamdulillah, saying the takbir that is read by the hujjaj, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, and similarly the takbir that we read on the Eid, when we say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahil hamd. This takbir has everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants in a dhikr. It has the hamd of Allah. It has the saying that Allah is the greatest. And it is also the tawheed of Allah, where Allah is one. So by reciting this dhikr throughout these 10 days is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with every single one of us, inshaAllah. Similarly, after the Fard Salah, reciting or doing the dhikr of Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah and the Allahu Akbar, reciting that 33 times, that's the sunnah of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Reviving that in this time, you'll get abundance reward, my brothers. So number one, as I said, was dhikr in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. It's very easy, but very effective. Number two, as the ulama has stated, fasting on these days. I mentioned this earlier, and I'll mention it again for the brothers that have come in. The hadith states that our Prophet ﷺ said that whoever fasts in the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, then every one of the days, he will get the reward of fasting for 1 year. So that's why the ulama has put this in the second place. If you want the most rewards in these days, then fast. If you can't fast every single day for the 9 days, then make sure that you fast on the day of Arafat, which is the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1 day before the big Eid, Eid al-Adha. So 1 day before Eid, make sure that we fast on that day. This is the sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also on this day, all your previous a'mal, all your your bad deeds, your gunah, your sayyi'at, they will all be removed on this day. Another reason why these 10 days are the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees the most people in these 10 days. Our Prophet ﷺ says that throughout the year, Allah does not remove His slaves from the fire of Jahannam, but in these 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees many, many of His slaves from the fire of Jahannam. So myself, for example, if I was doomed to be in fire, if I was doomed to be in Jahannam, then through these 10 days, the barakah of these 10 days, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could save me and my name could be taken out from the fire of Jahannam and could be placed in the people who are muttaqeen and the people who are known as to be in Jannah. May Allah make us all of those people that whose names are written to be in Jannah and not Jahannam, inshaAllah. So the fasting on these days are, I won't say compulsory, but it's a big, big ask, as you can say. You get so much reward for fasting in every single one of these days, inshaAllah. The third thing that we should do in these 10 days is reciting the Qur'an. In these 10 days, your a'mal are doubled in Dhul Hijjah. Your a'mal are doubled, every single thing that you do is doubled. So by just reciting Alif, Lam, Meem, if you were to get 30 rewards for just saying Alif, and then Lam and Meem, in these 10 days you get 60 rewards for just saying three letters. Very, very easy to gain rewards here. My brothers, we ask ourselves all the time, how do we enter Jannah? It's very difficult to enter Jannah. It's not that difficult, my brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for us. We just need to seek the right times and seek the right things to do. Reading the Quran in other days, fine, perfectly fine. But if you want to double that same reward, then why don't you read that Quran, and for example, in Ramadan and Dhul Hijjah, where you can get double the rewards. I'm sure if you were to get double money in your work and you were given a specific time, let's say they told you the time of summer for 2 weeks, you'd be given double your wages. I'm sure every single one would go to their work in that 2 week period. We're given 10 days here to double our a'mal. Now my brothers, do not let this time go without doubling your a'mal, your salah, your recitation of the Quran, your nafil, your tahajjud, and similarly with your dua, doing act of kindness. Number four is remembering the poor. This could go into two meanings, doing dua and remembering the needy. Now my brothers, we all know what's going on in Gaza. We all know what's going on in Palestine. May Allah help the brothers in Palestine and the sisters. The troubles that they're going through, may Allah make the test easy for them. Honestly, we could not, any one of us, we would not be able to last in that. May Allah help them. As again, we should not forget them. And similarly, in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, we should not forget them. We should remember them and keep them in our hearts. As these 10 days, your du'as are accepted. So if we were to make du'a for them, that's the minimum we can do for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, is at least make du'a for them. That's the minimum, the bare minimum, and that's a haqq upon us, is to at least make du'a for them. So we look at the times that our du'as are accepted, the time of tahajjud, for example, the time when we finish our fard salah, and similarly, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, where your du'as are accepted in these 10 days. So we should not forget them and all the other Muslims around the world who are suffering, and especially your family and friends. Do not forget to make du'a, inshaAllah. Similarly, as I said, pray tahajjud. This is the time where tahajjud and doing nawafil should be increased, where your a'mals are doubled, so we should increase in our tahajjud as well and our nawafil. This is the time when, after Ramadan, our spirituality and our iman is at peak, as you can say, it's at high. We come for our salah, even after Ramadan, we come to pray our salah in the masjid, we read the Quran, but slowly when the time goes, when shaitan comes back into our lives, we slowly start to go from the deen, and we go back to our old habits again. But these 10 days are back to put that same habit of worshipping Allah through the day and night. and putting us back in that routine, inshallah. So this is something to put us back into the good habits and put our bad habits to the side. So it's a must for all of us, and we should encourage our family and friends to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immensely through these 10 days and nights of Dhul Hijjah. And as I said again, that these 10 days and nights will start either on the 6th of June or the 7th of June. The announcement will be made, inshallah, by the masjid. So please do look out for that. But these are the 10 days that are the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not lose your chance to worship Allah and to seek forgiveness throughout these 10 days, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We'll pray our sunans now, and after the sunans will be our khutbah, inshallah. If all the brothers can come closer together, inshallah, just make yourselves now, so then if there's other brothers coming, they can have space in the back.